чувство за шум.
Учинился, эй, что комарик тайному сиёженился, что комарик тайному сиёженился. Взял собі жінку невеличку, эй, что не вмієш ти прясти чоловічку, что не вмієш ти прясти чоловічку. Ти прясти ні варити, гей, що не вміє з комариком добре жити, що не вміє з комариком добре жити. Полетів ще комар, чисте поле, гей, чисте є поле в зелену діброву, чисте є поле в зелену діброву. Комар на дубочку, гей, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку. Не взялася шура-бура, гей, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула.
And Kalabai from Edmonton with a song from their CD, Kalameka Casualties, and kind of a very timely theme for this time of year, especially for the folks out on the prairies. That song was Komarik, The Mosquito's Wedding. Dobrý večer I vítaju vás všich šanovní radiosluchači na radioprogramu Náš hlas, radio ukrajinského koriňa. Pri mikrofoni Pavlína, děkuji, že rýšele perbuty zi mnou nastupnou hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš hlas, Ukrainian Roots Radio, here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlína, thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Natalia Buchok will be along with Ukrainian food flair and another wonderful recipe from that 1929 cookbook. And today she'll be talking about English cheese and butters. As well, Renata Hanunets will be here with Ukrainian Jewish heritage. And she'll be telling us about an institute in Ukraine that is becoming world known for Holocaust studies. As well, Rushnichuk story, Stefan will be telling us all about a Soviet era composer who managed to get by the censors and do some very patriotic Ukrainian music, which has endured and become very popular around the world. So all of that coming up, as well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, some old, some new, and some sort of revived. So, but right now we're going to stick with something again very seasonal, timely for the weather out here on the West Coast. Started out very misty and cloudy. I know there's always a danger talking about weather when a show is pre-recorded, but maybe it'll bring on some nice weather by the time you hear this. At any rate, here is Cherem Shena from Montreal from their CD Best of Cherem Shena and Rozidesya Tumanochku, The Mist.
Rozidesya Tumanochku, Rozidesya Tumanochku,
annual Babas and Borsh Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food, and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar, special internment camp and Taras Shevchenko tributes, and much more. At the Babas and Borsh Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy Zabava tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there. You're coming, right?
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. And speaking of the Shevchenko Foundation, I was in Winnipeg just a few weeks ago on a whirlwind tour visiting relatives and did manage to squeeze in a bit of a visit with Lesya and Bohdana at the Shevchenko Foundation. And they very kindly donated a copy of their souvenir CD, which my colleague in Edmonton, Roman Breton, worked on to compile some of the songs, the artists that the Shevchenko Foundation has supported over its 50-year history. As well, it's a nice tribute because this year, of course, is the 200th anniversary of the birth of our bard, who is the namesake of the Taras Shevchenko Foundation. So what I'm going to be doing starting today is playing the tunes from this wonderful CD. And if you'd like a copy yourself, the only way to get one is to make a donation to become a donor and a member of the Taras Shevchenko Foundation. So I certainly would encourage you to do that. They do wonderful work supporting Ukrainian culture in Canada. So if you've got a little bit to spare, I would definitely recommend directing it their way. You can find them at their website, which is shevchenkofoundation.ca, and also you'll find the link on the Nash Holis website. Here is the first tune from the first CD of this three CD collection. And it is by a Winnipeg group by the name of Paris to Kiev. And here they are now with Oi Ulisi in the Forest.
Вилетевши, тай закувала.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You know, in exploring these recipes of Olha's, we learned something about the culture of Lviv in 1929 and something of Olha's life experiences. My own view of Ukraine in 1929, based admittedly on family stories of life in the village, was that it was somewhat isolated from the rest of Europe. Olha's recipes show me that there was more cross-pollination of culture than I would have thought. For example, the following compound butter, titled English Butter in Olha's cookbook, calls for Chester cheese. Chester cheese is also known as Cheshire cheese, and the cheese of Cheshire, a county in England, is one of the oldest recorded named cheeses in British history. Cheshire cheese is dense and semi-hard and has a moist, crumbly texture and a mild, salty taste. Cheshire was the most popular cheese on the market in the late 18th century. Witness the following that I stumbled across. This is a quote from the Farmer's Magazine of 1857. The county of Chester has been famous for a long period for its excellent cheese. It is stated that the Countess Constance of Chester, in the reign of Henry II in 1100 AD, though the wife of the king's first cousin, kept a herd of kine and made good cheese, three of which she presented to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Personally, I would never say no to a good cheese gift, and looks like the Archbishop didn't either. So to continue with compound butters, here's Olha's recipe for English butter. Puree together 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 teaspoons of English mustard, 4 tablespoons of Chester cheese, and half a teaspoon of white pepper. Salt to taste and mix. Then form into a roll, wrap in saran wrap or wax paper, and refrigerate. Later you can slice the roll into rounds to spread on canapés. Now, obviously, Olha didn't have saran wrap as it wasn't invented until 1953. This is my own modern addition to the recipe. Onward and upward. Butter with ham. Take 1/2 pound of ham, and if you have a meat grinder, grind the ham. If you don't have a meat grinder, you can ask your butcher to do it for you, or you can use good old muscle power and finely mince the ham. Once the ham is minced, Olha directs us to rub the ground ham through a sieve. However, I can just see the nightmare that this could turn into. Ham stuck in the mesh of your sieve, the curses that will resound. I'm guessing the intent is to have a very finely ground ham, almost of a pâté texture. At any rate, once you have this as finely ground as possible, add 1/2 pound of butter. Mix well and use for tea or breakfast. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, can you say Chester Cheshire cheese 5 times fast?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
фанатизма не підвела. Ти сказала у четвер, підем разом на концерт. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти сказала у п'ятницю, підем разом під купицю. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підвела. Підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела.
Ти сказала у неділю підем разом на весілля. Я прийшов, тебе
was a Polish group by the name of Chorpina, and that song was, of course, Piedmanula Piedwila, You Seduced Me. I just thought I'd mention that I first heard the name, the term Chorpina, when I saw the movie With Fire and Sword, and that's also a Polish production of the Ukrainian uprising of the middle of the 17th century with Bohdan Chmielnicki. The central character was, I think he was fictional, by the name of Bohun, a very magnetic, charismatic, and tragic figure. And here's a tune from that movie that was sung by the character Bohun. It is a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oiche to kin stoit, Whose Horse Stands There.
Ojcze, to kin stoit, Szojsy pachnie, Вонька сподобалась мені, сподобалась мені, та я дівчинонька. Подайся, дівчина, подайся, гарная, та коня рушенько. Женщина ты пришла, ручейку подала. Ой, лучше б я була, ой, лучше б я була, кохання не знала. Ой, лучше б я була, ой, лучше б я була, кохання не знала. Кохання, кохання, з вечора й до рання, як сонечко зійде, як сонечко зійде, кохання вийде, як сонечко зійде, як сонечко зійде, кохання вийде.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the celebrations, and the music. Backed by popular demand, international superstar Ruslana. Celebrate with nightly zabavas, dance to Sluhai, Siech, and Trembita, and be entertained by Troyanda dancers. Don't miss Ruslana on her Euphoria Tour at the 49th Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The creation of the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk dates back to 1999. At the time, it was called the Tkuma Scholarly Educational Center, and it was the first national center for studying and teaching the history of Ukraine's Jews and the Holocaust. The institute's name is derived from a religious moshav, a communal settlement in southern Israel. Tkuma was established as a kibbutz in early October 1946. The first residents were immigrants from Eastern Europe who survived the Holocaust. Its name reflects the resurrection of Israel. The Hebrew word Tkuma, in fact, means resurrection. An important achievement of Tkuma is the creation of the museum Jewish Memory and Holocaust in Ukraine. The opening ceremony of the museum was the 16th of October 2012 in Dnipropetrovsk. On this date, the Tkuma Center was renamed the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. The mission of the institute is forming and strengthening the Jewish national identity, as well as improving Ukrainian-Jewish relations in Dnipropetrovsk and throughout Ukraine. Today, Tkuma is widely known in Ukraine and abroad for its work devoted to Jewish history in Ukraine, the Holocaust, and the problems of international relations. Since its inception, it has published many scientific monographs and textbooks and conducted scientific conferences and educational seminars. Among the scientific publications prepared by Tkuma Institute are issues of a scholarly journal titled Holocaust Studies, as well as research on the regional aspects of the Holocaust in the various regions of Ukraine, such as Odessa, Bukovina, and elsewhere. There are also collections of memoirs. Memory Revival is the title of a collective monograph on the history of the Holocaust in Ukraine. As a research center for Holocaust studies, Tkuma conducts international academic conferences and provides important research projects on an ongoing basis. Currently, the most important Kumar research topic is the phenomenon of writers among the nations who saved Jews from Nazi genocide, risking their own lives and the lives of their families. From June 22nd till 24th of this year, Tkuma hosted a large international scientific conference called Writers Among the Nations and Other Rescuers During the Holocaust, Ukraine's example in the comparative context. Scholars and public figures from around the world were invited to the conference. Organizers included the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv, the Ministry of Education and Science of Ukraine, the Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw, and other institutions and organizations. Also some Canadians. The Petro Yatsik Program for the Study of Modern Ukrainian History and Society, run by Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies at the University of Alberta and the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. More information about this conference and other Tkuma initiatives can be found at their website www.tkuma.dp.ua. I invite you to visit the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. It is located at 15B Barikadna Street in Dnipropetrovsk. Meanwhile, I will share with you more information about Tkuma in the coming weeks. This is Renata Ganinets at the Faina Petryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу Наш Голос.
Ігор Шамо was born in 1925. Young Ігор was recognized as a gifted music student. His father and brother were already enlisted in the Soviet Army at the outset of the Second World War. Ihor stayed behind with his mother, and he entered medical school. After completing but 1 year, he signed up for the Army himself. He returned to music at the end of the war, publishing 300 symphonies, rhapsodies, and all manner of popular music. While other Ukrainian artists were exiled or killed, Shamo thrived in post-war Soviet Ukraine, praising Lenin. His songs were even included in school texts. All were politically correct, yet many spoke of an undeniable love for all things Ukrainian. See if you can recognize some of them. Ігор Шамо wrote, «Як тебе не любити, Києве мій», or «My Kyiv», performed here by Michael Minsky and the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. This Shamo song would become a signature performance number for the Detroit-based, world-famous Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus. Shamo co-wrote it with Dmytro Lutsenko, Hrai Banduro Hrai, from the Capella's live album, Black Sea Tour. Another Shamo Lutsenko collaboration was The Enchanted Desna, Zacharovana Desna. We recorded it on Rushnechok Volume 4. Євгено Сідач takes the lead.
Прошу мені слуги, рясними калинами, і веди старих задумлених сна, де ходили з тобою, крутими стежинами. І не мали боги, дарувала на світа десна, де ходили з тобою.
Another Shamo Lutsenko collaboration was Karpaty, Karpaty, performed here from the Live at the Navy Pier album by Chicago-based band Veseli Chasy.
Весінні гори, де гори Карпати, туман по лунинах пливе, струнка, як сна река, блиска.
Igor Shamo, after a decorated and much applauded life, died in Ukraine in 1972. To close off today's Rushnichok story, these words. How can I not sing about the girl from Ukraine? In her beauty I see my own country, all in bloom, this youthful womanhood, and the good fortune is all mine. Here, with Yuhen again taking the lead, from Rushnichok Volume 3, words and music by Igor Shamo, the song Halichanka. Michael Minsky, the Ukrainian Bandurist Choir, and of course Rushnichok are all available on iTunes and at many other online stores for your enjoyment.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
and Ukraine's national anthem that was made in the Crimea. And that can be found out there on the internet. Also on the internet, which is where I got the previous song before the anthem, and that is on a theme that is becoming very popular amongst Ukrainians and very amusing for non-Ukrainians. It is called Putin Khoylo, of course, and that is a Ukrainian swear word. This is a family show, so I'm not going to translate it, but if you speak Ukrainian, you know what that means. If you don't, suffice to say that it is a very derogatory comment towards Russia's warmongering leader. And coming up next is a song that has been, was originally recorded back in 1988, and it is by a group that was called Wax Apparatus. They're not together anymore. But one of the members of the group, Mark Vidalin from Ottawa, decided to resurrect the song and put it out on the for sale on iTunes and on their own website and raise money for the Ukrainian cause. So I will direct you there. He's got a little bit of a background about the song. It is called keyofsong.com. That's the website. And here is the tune right now for your enjoyment from 1988. And back again right now in 2014. Kiev Song.
Thank you.
what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Up next, the Cherry Band from Ukraine featuring Anastasia Voychuk. And here they are with a rather unusual rendition of Chervona Ruta, the Red Rue.
Thank you.
всім чули нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Лише та людина може над собою панувати, яка вміє свій розум уживати. And our proverb of the week translates as, only he who knows how to use his common sense can be his own master. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Do join me again on Wednesday for the Nanaimo edition on 101.7 FM CHLY. In between shows, check us out online at our website, www.nashholos.com. As well, check out our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. And taking us home, the Playboy Band from Edmonton with Freddy's Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!
Вчора аж до рання Любка ще хворела, впала п'яця на пило, Любка та ще здела. А їхав я вену пегу Любку коховати, а там пана дівчинку гів ще торгувати. А Маришка там гавила, як попродувала, а я її попросив, де вона торувала. Як зачала торувати, бізом робити, а я лушив я її за щетку і купити. Трошка п'яна була, кумо ждала, та й забула. Тепер ході і шукає, кумо ждала, та й не дбає.